In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say their air defenses shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv overnight Monday in Russia's latest nighttime assault on the country. Associated Press correspondent Charles Diledesma reports.
Serhiy Popko, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration, says in addition to the deaths, five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris. Drone wreckage had struck a two-story apartment building in a western Kyiv district, while other debris had struck a car parked nearby, setting it on fire. The attacks occurred as Moscow enforced tight security on the eve of traditional Red Square commemorations, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The head of the UN's nuclear power watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, warned Saturday that the situation around the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has become potentially dangerous as Moscow-installed officials began evacuating people from nearby areas over the weekend. Correspondent Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Monday what she knew about why Russia would evacuate the area.
There are talks in Ukraine that it might be that Ukrainian forces are getting closer to the area in general, but Ukrainians do not attack the plant itself. So we don't have any confirmation except of Russian officials saying that Ukrainians should. But definitely we don't have Ukrainian confirmation of that, but we should understand that always there have been risks, and the scale of this risk remains very high.
IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said the situation around the Zaporizhia plant, Europe's largest nuclear facility, is becoming more increasingly unpredictable and called for measures to ensure its safe operation. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen issued a stark warning Sunday that a failure by Congress to act on the debt ceiling could trigger a constitutional crisis that would call into question the federal government's creditworthiness. U.S. President Joe Biden has asked Congress to raise the debt ceiling with no conditions. The Republican-led House of Representatives last month passed a bill that would raise the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, but the measure included sweeping spending cuts over the next decade that Biden and his fellow Democrats oppose. In an interview Sunday with U.S. television broadcaster ABC's This Week, Yellen was asked if Biden could bypass Congress by citing the Constitution's 14th Amendment that says the validity of the U.S. debt shall not be questioned.
There is no way to protect our financial system and our economy other than Congress doing its job and raising the debt ceiling and enabling us to pay our bills. And we should not get to the point where we need to consider whether the president can go on issuing debt. This would be a constitutional crisis.
A provincial governor in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Monday said the death toll from floods that devastated two villages in the region last week has more than doubled to 401, making it one of the deadliest natural disasters in the country's recent history. Reuters correspondent Matthew Liratonda reports.
With hundreds of people still missing, the numbers may climb much higher. On Monday, civil society sources told Reuters that bodies are being piled into mass graves. The UN says about 3,000 people have also lost their homes. Climate change is increasing the frequency and intensity of rains in Africa, according to the UN, and South Kivu was already prone to floods and landslides. Last week's disaster in the DRC also coincided with floods and landslides in neighboring Rwanda, where over 100 were killed and 5,000 homes destroyed.
That's Reuters correspondent Matthew Liratonda reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration will propose new rules for airline cancellations and delays ahead of the peak summer travel season. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Biden and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will announce the start of the rulemaking process, the aim to require airlines to pay compensation beyond a ticket refund and to cover expenses that consumers incur, including rebooking on another flight if the airline causes a cancellation or significant delay. In addition, require them to cover meals and hotel rooms of passengers if they are stranded for reasons within the airline's control and improve customer service. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.